Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan and Three Letterman Fellas. What's good?
Yeah, fuck with your boy, Angry Fan, up, little seven, nigga. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan moment. You already know what it is.
It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. DRE, a.k.a. who raised you niggas. It's poppin'.
All right, so these callers, you guys probably know we got John the Don coming on tonight. I wanted to start off with this. Heard that Head Ice tweeted out that he's going to be battling John the Don next. What do you guys think of that battle?
He said what?
That Head Ice is said John, you next, and they're going to be battling next.
Oh shit! Where?
And he didn't say where.
Wow, John the Don and Head Ice.
Yeah.
OG versus Young Boy. OG versus Young Boy. I'm feeling that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling it. I didn't see this battle coming right here, my nigga.
Yeah, that should have left field, though, real.
Yeah.
Three rounds?
I'm positive it'll be three rounds.
Yeah. This is the thing. Like, Head Ice, when he battled Daylight, I was really impressed with this nigga. All right, now he's going to front to you, nigga, son. So if he going to come on some shit, like that, what, you going to like the Head Ice like that?
I like the Head Ice that battled Pat State.
That's the Head Ice.
I fuck with that Head Ice heavy also. I just think that when he came at Daylight, that shit, I don't know. I wasn't expecting that shit. I thought that Daylight was just going to bar this nigga's life away and fucking, he's got a whole bunch of jokes. Head Ice ain't have a whole bunch of jokes, my nigga.
Let me see if I can word this right. Because I know a lot of niggas that fuck with Head Ice and shit. I'm going to keep it real. I know he's an OG. And I can't say I'm the biggest Head Ice fan. I'll be lying on the motherfucking show right now if I said Head Ice is a nigga that I fuck with heavy. I respect him because he's an OG. He talk that OG talk. I get it. You know what I mean? But
biggest said, I get it.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? He's one of OG niggas on the block, you know, and he's spitting that OG talk, you know, and he's a slick talking ass nigga. But I might have to lean towards John. If you're talking rhymes for three rounds, I might have to go with John 2-1.
All right. Fuck all the bullshit. All right, I agree, my nigga. All right. I agree. I was trying, my nigga. I didn't want to do it like that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to do it like that. But I ain't going to fuck, my nigga. I got John and the Don beating Head Ice, son.
Right.
Don't mean he whack. It's just that John and the Don, I don't want to, like, come on. He can get Head Ice, my nigga.
I believe that. Cold-heartedly, I believe he can get Head Ice and shit. You
but
I mean?
Will say this, though. I will say this. I would rather see the hyped-up John and the Don, like the one who battled Hitman, the one who battled QP,
rather than
seeing the John and the Don who battled Thesaurus. The one versus Cliff is cool. But when he battled Thesaurus, he was just like a little bit too laid back for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Caustic.
Lot of Zay does that shit, too, sometimes.
Yeah. What about John? You know, John the Don versus T-Top is coming up.
Yes, I'm in the building.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm in the building for that one. You already know, nigga. Shout out to the host, Spit That Heat. I'm out there. But that's going to be crazy right there.
Yeah.
That's going to be... John better be careful, boy. John better be careful. I'm not even going to front. I was just talking to my nigga T-Top, and he ain't playing. He gonna be focused as shit.
Right.
And mind you, you niggas didn't even know who T-Top was when he called up the show, nigga. So he really want to put on, because he knows that you niggas ain't know who he was and shit. So he's like, oh, let me get my shit up like that thing.
You got to bring that work against John. I ain't gonna front, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you seen T-Top battle?
What happened?
Have you seen him battle before?
I seen one of his battles about a couple of months ago. I think you talked about it one time. I think you had a battle in the description box. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Did you see me live? I think it was him versus, it was probably him versus Bars. No, Who the fuck did he battle in CBL?
You had the description box.
See, I had a couple of his battles in my description box. If it's the one in North Carolina, that event that I went to in NCBL, shout out to them, North Carolina Battle League, I'm trying to think who he battled. I actually forgot his opponent's name, unfortunately. It might have been that one, but I also put his blog in there versus PG Skillet. And his new battle actually did not come out yet from Spit That Heat. I'm waiting for that. Hey, yo, all you niggas out there, you niggas want to see a dope-ass battle, you niggas go to Spit That Heat. They just dropped TGO versus Riggs. I swear my mother, that's a dope-ass battle right there, B.
Okay, that's good. I got to check that shit out. I got to check that out.
Yeah, I didn't even see the whole battle myself, but I know I was in the building. That shit live. That shit was crazy, my nigga. That's one of the best battles of the whole event. And I just seen that it was uploaded, so I know what time it is and this show is over. I'm on it.
Let me ask y'all a question. Is John considered mid-tier or top-tier?
John is considered a battler. Fuck all that shit. This tier shit, you know why? You know why it doesn't matter, my nigga? Because, I mean, even if you are top tier, I mean, if you're top tier and you're still losing, guess what? You're still top tier. You feel me? Like, this is like, huh?
Okay, again. I'm listening. You
got it. I mean, if there was a way that you can be demoted from top tier, I mean, that would be totally different. Then I can understand that question. But it's just like, once you're top tier, you're there. You feel me? So it's just like, do I think John is top tier? Right about, I think he is.
Is he right there with the JCs, the Ill Wills, the B-Magics of the world? And the K-Shine, you know, those niggas that
whoa,
do.
I think he is. I think he is.
I didn't like John against JC, though. I'm going to keep it funky, though.
Nah, but you know what? John, when he battled JC, the nigga, he couldn't even hear shit. His ears was fucked up and shit.
Yeah, I think he talked about that one time on the blog, though. He was
100%. He had told me and shit. His ears was even stopped up or fucked up or some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, not saying that's the reason why for his performance, but his ears was fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We touched on it a little bit the other day. Is that PG class the best? The John, the Magic, the Cube, the Clean, the Raw. Is that PG class? Would you guys consider that one the best?
I'm gonna say yeah for now.
Okay.
Because they get in the battles that. And prime example, I think by Hitman giving John that the chance to battle him. Gave John a little light to get bigger battles and shit. Hitman doesn't give him that battles because he's still under that car where he's not going to get the big names and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Hitman giving him that battle, you know, some niggas could have been like, why you battling John? He got to, niggas love saying get your views up, get your battles up, you hear me? But if you think about it,
John, battle niggas. Not like he didn't battle no name niggas and shit before he battled Hitman.
Yeah, but Hitman was probably his biggest.
Oh yeah, that was the biggest battle for him. That was the biggest battle for him. Yeah.
So,
But he did. I think niggas be speaking. He does have a little resume.
He does have what?
He does have a little resume, my nigga. When he first hit URL, who he battled when he first hit them niggas? When he first battled them? Because he battled Half Past 7. Where was that at? That was my mind. Where the fuck did he battle Half Past 7 at?
Was it at Grindtown?
Nah.
That wasn't Grindtown?
Nah,
that
was battled
URL,
Half Past
though.
7.
Nah, that wasn't URL, fam.
It wasn't URL, but it wasn't Grindtown either. I forgot what league it was. It was something else. I forgot. It slipped my mind and shit. But when he battled him, that was a cool battle. His battle versus
him, right?
Huh?
Did he battle M City?
John?
Was it M City or somebody he battled? I remember in a small.
He battled Bill Collector. He battled Danny Myers.
He's battled Danny Myers.
He battled Danny Myers before.
Right. JC.
Nah, so he battled somebody in a small room before
he battled Caustic.
Before Smack had the long freeway beard and shit. He battled his first URL battle, what we're talking about here. I want to say it was M City, one of them niggas he battled in a small room and shit, my dude. before Smack had a long-ass beard and shit.
God damn, bro. I hate the fact that I cannot think of what fucking battle you talking about right now.
I mean, he battled Magic in the small room for the PG.
It's Magic. That's what it was. It was B-Magic. Thank you.
Oh, I thought
yeah.
I said Magic. My bad.
Magic. It was
yeah.
B-motherfucking Magic. Right. I got him and MCD all fucked up. Look at that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, what the fuck, man? I thought I had actually said B-Magic. My bad.
I know the one of the Dawson brothers. I know the one of them. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's battled Hoffa. He's battled Shine. He's that, you know? I mean,
that's what I'm trying to say. He has a little resume.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. After the Hitman battle, he got those matches with Kate Shine and Matt Hoffa and them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He got those matches and shit, though, you know? I didn't like John John against K-Shawn too much, though. I actually edged out K-Shawn 2-1, you know? Even though
mm-hmm.
Rex and them was doing a lot of yelling and pom-pom cheering, but, you know, that's how Dom Mob do, so it is what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
it is.
I don't know, man. We got to get John John on here. We asked this nigga a couple of questions and shit, man. So let me ask you a question. You had John John one more battle than he lost?
Wow. Woo. Yo, hold on. Who did he battle X Factor 2, didn't he? In Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah. He battled a nigga in Detroit and shit. Yo, John John got a little resume now that you done said that name.
Resume of niggas he battled. Yeah, I agree with that. He got a resume of niggas that he battled. Can't front. I didn't have him win a lot of them, though. I'm trying to think. You know, him and Hitman, people go back and forth and say that Hitman won and John John won it. So I think I've seen people say John John won that battle also.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He probably had the second best battle on Summer Madness, too.
Yeah, yo, I had Hitman 2-1 in John John.
Yeah, I had Hitman 2-1 also.
But I think that was like John John's best battle, though.
That's his best performance, yeah.
I'm going to go and say that his battle against Bill Collector, I actually like John John against Bill Collector. I like his performance. You know, he took Bill Collector's powers mm-hmm. and should have guessed him and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Can't argue with that.
What about his battle with Matt Hoffa? What y'all think about that battle?
Hoffa tried to bully that nigga, though. I ain't gonna lie, though. Hoffa really did try to bully John John, son. He did. The Mac always do that, though, but, you know, John John wasn't that bad, you know. That's a battle
wow.
I gotta watch again. I gotta watch that battle again. It's funny you say that, Caps. I haven't watched that battle in a while, my dude.
I'm thinking about that battle, too, B.
I've not watched that battle in a long time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, though. So, where the call is at, man? How are the people, man? What's goody, man?
All right, man. Let's talk to these people. We got a lot of callers on right now. Let's go to Detroit. Let's go 313-999. Are you on? Nope. All right. Let's go... 562-881.
What's good,
it's
Madasa.
What's going
What's
on,
good,
man?
Yo? Nothing is listening on to everything. You guys are talking about Head Ice and John John, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What do you think? I honestly think that Head Ice is entertaining. I like John John when he's not stealing bars. Like, I saw John John against Thesaurus at Battle of the Bay and everything. But if I had to put my money on someone, I would probably go with John John.
Right.
Okay.
Because
what
I
did you think
like
about
Head
him
Ice
versus... What did you think
go
about
ahead,
him versus Caustic? My bad. Him versus Caustic.
John John versus Caustic?
Yeah.
I always feel like he underwrites for some reason. Like, I felt like he underwrote for that battle. I felt like he was debuting. He's like, oh, I'm a style on him. And Caustic really
yeah.
hadn't flipped that style quite yet. Because I thought Caustic was kind of, like, still doing the grind time stuff. And then when Caustic brought out the gun bars for a second, I was like, wait a second. Is this Caustic? And then John John got bogged down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like John John is good. I feel the only thing is that John John, like, sometimes he does it for the check. And when, you know, he's going against someone, he isn't getting paid as much. Like, when he went against Mav, he was really good against Mav, I felt. I felt like Mav got overhyped in that one. And when you put him against a big name like Mav or someone, he's not getting paid, like, as much, then he gets hungry and he wants to, like, beat the shit out of him.
Wow. Interesting.
I don't know. That's my opinion on that. But I do think it'd be a good match. I just feel like Head Ice styles on people. He doesn't really battle them as much. He just says stuff like, I got a weight plate on the floor. Give me 45. Ooh, shit. Let's go.
Oh, man.
Yo, salute, man. Salute.
That's
we're going to have John stay on, too, all right?
For sure. I'll be on here.
Yes, sir.
Right. You guys feel that way? You think Mav kind of styles?
Say it again.
Say it again.
You think Mav does that a lot? Just tries to do, you know, style on rappers instead of, you know, barring.
Shit. Yeah, look what he did to Dose in the beginning of the round with Dose. He gave that nigga a fake power to move his ass. So yeah, I think. And I remember, and me and Cap talking about this a couple weeks ago when John John and Mav were going at it. But Battle Rap Arena, they had their little quarrel and shit. So I thought Mav was trying to set his seed, like, yo, I'm going to try to bully this nigga and shit. You know what I'm saying? Intimidate him. And, you know, Mav, that's what Mav does, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what Hopper does, B. You know?
I don't know. Mav is Mav. Let's keep it real. I mean.
That's what I'm saying. Mav is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, Mav is Mav, yo. My nigga. Like, you can't get bad at I hit with being him and shit, like.
Yeah.
Hello?
All right, let's go to some more callers. Let's get 917-335. 917-335, are you on?
Yo.
Be good.
Yo.
Dude.
Hello.
What's good?
Yo, what's up, man? Chilling, man. I'm on the train coming home just listening to the show. And shit, man. I had a question for John John if he was getting on and shit, but fuck it, he ain't on yet. So what's up with y'all niggas, man? By the way, this Jacob nigga was popping, man.
Jacob, what's popping, nigga?
Nigga, chilling, man. I'm on Myrtle and Broadway right now on the train, nigga.
Word up.
But yo, man, I just like, you know, I fuck with y'all heavy, yo, Caps, man. Yo, we gonna get up, man. And when we go to that event in Philly, bro, we gonna get a
call,
nigga. Hell yeah,
hello,
nigga.
You
coming through with that shower, hard body, nigga. You're ready.
Yo, you're ready. I'm hosting, nigga. Fuck with me, nigga.
All right. No doubt. Yo, keep doing your thing, though, man. I'm just listening, you heard?
Yo, appreciate it, homie.
What's up?
All right.
Yo, I can't wait for that event, my nigga. May 31st. I want to see Ty Law and Rain Man. That shit going to be crazy.
Ty Law's getting battles and shit. I noticed that. Ty Law's actually getting... Niggas fuck with Ty Law and shit. He got some battles for me and shit. You know what I'm saying? And the Return to Rain Man, that's what it is. Oh.
And Rain Man, the thing about Rain Man is that he was like his style, like he adapted his style. So that's the reason why I want to see it so bad. I fuck with Rain Man hard. You know, I fuck with Philly hard body and shit. So it's just like,
bro,
I just want to see how Rain Man adjusts. The same way I want to see how Reed Dollars is going to adjust.
Exactly. Me too. That's why I say John John. I got John John 2-1 over Reed. Because I need to see what Reed going to do.
You're killing me.
And no fans, it's not because John John coming on the show. I've said this when Reed was on the show to Reed. So I'm not saying
actually,
nothing I ain't hit a Reed.
You actually did say that shit to Reed on the show.
You know what I mean?
I don't know, my nigga. I guess it's just the fact. I want to see John John beat him. Like, if he beats him, cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he can't beat him. But I'm not going to go against a nigga who has, like, fucking 100 million. You know what I'm saying? Fucking views off of freestyles. I just got to see what this nigga's going to bring.
Right. Let me ask y'all a question. Let's say if John John 3-0s. Reed.
Oh, my God.
Is that a major setback? I'm not making out a body bag. Just edge every round. You know what I mean? Is that a setback for Reed?
Well, I think it's going to be a setback for Reed. I'm going to tell you why. Because Reed's name was, the last time we really heard about Reed battling, his name was mentioned around Mook and Rex and shit.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? This is way back in the day and shit. But it was still mentioned up there.
Right.
And then, like, you heard him say the John John battle, he said he wanted Surf. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like he's aiming high, it seems like. But you got to get past John John Reed. Like you can't just sleep on this nigga and shit. Like, it kind of seems almost a tad bit like he's looking past John John the Don. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't look past the nigga. Like, he's there. Like,
yo, Caps, I want to say something you just said about looking past niggas. I really don't like when niggas do that. And a lot of times I notice niggas will say, well, I look past the nigga. I hate that shit.
I was worried about the next battle or some shit like that.
Yeah, I can't stand that, my dude. I really cannot stand that. Like, focus on the nigga that in front of you and the nigga that you're gonna battle, my dude. Like, stop going about the next nigga and shit. You know what I mean? Prime example, niggas will say, "Well, Swayze wasn't caring about Rosenberg. He has Verb on his mind." As a battle rap fan, I really don't want to hear that shit, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I gotta agree with you.
Can't stand that shit,
bro. Yeah.
I gotta agree with you. I can't even front money. But niggas do it all the time. That's their way of, I mean,
yep.
And you know what's fucked up about when niggas do that shit? It's like, I don't think niggas be thinking about the fucking league owners who paid them and shit. You think they want to hear you say that shit? That you took their money and you ain't fucking take that, and you was worrying about the next back that's probably going to be on another stage somewhere else? They're not going to feel that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like Calico against DNA. I ain't going to lie. If I was a league owner of that battle, I would have been real tight at Calico. Like, Cali, come on, my nigga.
Yeah.
You a nigga that's got a name here. You got DNA, two niggas that's been doing it for a long time. Like, you're not going to prepare really for DNA because you got Surf on UW?
I know one thing, though. I know you had Calico winning, right?
Against who, Surf?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got beat up for that all the time. Yeah, 2-1.
All right, I was going to say, if Calico had lost to Surf, that would have been ugly.
It would have.
That would have been ugly. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Calico would have beat DNA if he, a.k.a. tried, quote-unquote?
Yes. I do.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't think DNA could fuck with Calico?
I mean, he won 3-0 to me, so, you know what I mean? He did what he had to do. He won. You know what I'm saying? It's not DNA fault that Calico ain't show up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, DNA did what he had to do, but that's not a battle.
Like you said,
it's not a battle.
How was DNA rounds, though, versus Calico? It was all right?
Not even all right. You know what I'm saying?
She was all right. This DNA and YK going to be crazy.
Yeah.
For real. Mm-hmm. Yo, DNA better not sleep on this nigga YK. That's all I'm saying, man. Don't take that nigga lightly. Since we're talking about taking battles very lightly, DNA, do not take this nigga YK. I think he wants to bite your fucking head off. There's two niggas I know YK want to get at is DNA and Cortez. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. DNA did say he want to get at Cortez. YK. I don't know. You think YK could take Cortez?
Who that?
YK.
Mm. Versus Cortez?
Yeah.
I think Tez.
Well, I know
YK has
called him out numerous times and shit.
I think Tez
Cortez
will win.
You think Tez will win?
Well, I think Tez will win that one.
I can see that, but I also can see YK winning that too, though. It can go either way to me. But I might lean towards Cortez. I might lean towards Cortez a tad bit. But, you know, YK, you know, I don't know. You know, why is YK, who got bars, and he's nice. Well, obviously, we know it's more than bars than battle rap now. Trust me, fans let me know that shit all the time. But why YK can't jump, get over that hump, though, my nigga?
Swayze.
You think that Swayze put a damp on him? No, but tell you what.
Yo, my nigga, YK was on a roll for a little minute, my nigga. Well, I can't even say that because he had a good battle with Big Cannon back when he first started this shit.
He beat Chilla Jones.
Yeah.
And that's not
I
hard
think, I still think, I'm going
to
keep it real true. You know what, my nigga? I don't even want to say Swayze. You know what really slowed him down? Because he was really on his way to becoming top tier is when he ran into Old Red. That's what really, I think, actually fucked him up right there. Because Old Red started talking about that shirt he was wearing. He was talking about his shit was all big, and then he started joking on him the second round. That was the end right there. And then I'm actually mad at YK for that Tay Rock battle. I didn't like that battle at all. Man.
Yeah, at all. I ain't like the Tay-Tay battle in Milwaukee at all either, yeah.
I think both of them niggas should have came harder than that. But he did beat JC.
Yeah, and Chilla to me, too. He beat Chilla Jones.
Yeah, JC and
he beat Chilla.
JC and Chilla.
Yeah.
He's hungry right now, too. That's what the whole thing about it is. He's hungry, so it's like you got to understand. When a nigga is not hungry, that's one thing. But when a nigga is hungry and he's starving like YK, acting like he is right now, DMA might be in for a long-ass night, my nigga.
Right.
He might be. It's not. Oh, I don't even want to say a long-ass night. I want to say like this. Like, DMA better not sleep.
But
don't sleep.
Let me ask you a question.
You know,
we've had conversations on the show a couple of times where we say, well, we've all said that DMA usually doesn't battle good on URL. This is not a URL stage, so... I really want to see, okay, you're not bad on URL. That's your kryptonite for some reason. You know what I'm saying?
It's not a URL stage, my nigga, but...
I think it is with DNA, though, son. His best battles have not been on URL for me, man. Besides Surf, 3-0 and Surf, yeah. You lost the X-Factor in Summer Madness 1, 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, my nigga, where's this nigga X-Factor, son? I mean, really, X-Factor, my nigga... Where are you at, bro? You let Good just do you like that? You just MIA when you was that dude. Yo, the son, X Factor went through son, his third round against Rich Dollars, Jesus Lord.
Ooh.
What happened
to that nigga, man?
Good.
You think Good fucked him up that bad?
I don't know, my nigga. He beat A-Verb too. He had X Factor beating Verb. When Verb pulled out the fucking blindfold and all that crazy shit, X Factor was spitting, my nigga. Even Verb said it. Even Verb said it the other night that this one of his hardest battles was X Factor because he made it seem to the crowd and the public like A-Verb turned his back on the Midwest. So he pulled that card and maneuvered it real good and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was fucking with X-Factor, son. Real nigga shit, son. I fucked with X-Factor, B.
Mm.
He went through his period where he was that dude, man.
I'm mad as hell Verb pulled that shit out. That fucking...
Yeah, I don't know what... I mean... Come on, Captain. What was that?
I'm about to you blindfolded. Man. The fuck you talking about, nigga?
Crazy, man.
I'm still mad he did that shit. I ain't gonna lie, fam.
Hey, yo, and if you remember, before the Goods battle, X-Factor was going on Twitter. He was doing blogs, talking about he going 3-0 Goods, to the point where I actually thought he was going to be Goods. Before the battle, I said X-Factor's going to be Goods, and I was wrong.
That X-Factor's going to be Goods?
I thought X-Factor was going to wash Goods, my nigga, before the battle I'm talking about, before the battle. I was like, yo, X-Factor's going to beat this nigga Goods, B. And, no, you didn't, X-Factor. You lost.
You know why? Because he was talking all that shit. Like, didn't he say he'll never battle Goods and all that shit in the battle?
Yeah, son, he made it sound like Goods was beneath him at one particular time. And then, you know.
Things changed.
You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy, bro.
Yeah. But, I mean, look at Midwest Miles. What's up with him?
Tech N9ne.
No, but Miles is better than DNA.
Yeah, but he still ain't been the same since Tech N9ne.
Mm.
Son, if you look at that battle again, yeah, I know he had the mics and shit, which I didn't like at all. But if you look at fucking Midwest Miles Grill when he was battling, son, he just looked like that crowd was. I mean, I don't think nobody could beat Tech N9ne that night, son. The crowd was feeling that nigga something crazy. They was feeling Tech N9ne. I'm like, for real, my nigga, he had the room. He literally had the room.
That shit is fucked up because niggas dead ass seriously. In my opinion, niggas turn their back on Tech N9ne, man. Like, Tech N9ne used
though.
To be right Mr. There. Summer Madness. He was Mr. Yeah. Summer Madness. He battled DNA and choked. What is he? He was stumbling around, choked him. I'm your uncle, I'm your uncle. And everybody turned their back on this nigga. Niggas turned their back. Man. Fuck the Bill Collector battle. Niggas had already turned their back on Tech N9ne after DNA.
Yeah, they did. Well... First of all, I thought that matchup was awkward. Like,
to begin with,
Tech N9ne, I was like, who made this matchup? Like, I was, you know, I wasn't feeling that matchup at all. Like,
you know. But you're right, though, niggas. The niggas turned their back when he just kind of didn't come with it. And then the girl collected the battle. That battle was not, I thought it was like father like versus son. That battle didn't live up to the hype either and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't think so at all, fellas. You know?
What, Tech N9ne, Bill Collector?
Yeah, I ain't like that battle at all.
Me neither, my nigga. I'm gonna keep it real with you, nigga. I am really not a huge Bill Collector fan, my nigga. I'm really not, son. His battle versus QP, I'll give it to him. Like,
I love that battle. I fucking
yeah,
love
I'll give
that
him not his balls, but I.
Oh man,
I'm not really a big Bill Collector fan, man. I'm really not. Everybody likes his battle versus and City. That shit was cool.
Yeah,
like they didn't make me
one,
jump
yeah.
for joy and shit.
Well, you know I got the burner. You know I got the burner. I can see the burner. Bill Collector. Oh man, where the people at, Tim?
Oh man, let's get some people. Let's go. Let's go. 336-482. Are you on?
Yeah, I was just listening.
Oh, you just
that's what it is, my nigga.
Man. We appreciate it. All right, let's go. 631-608.
Yo, what's good, B?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, shit, man. Snake Eyes, man. Y'all already know, man. I ain't even pressed one.
Snake
Eyes.
What's good, Snake
Eyes? I was just
good,
listening, man.
Well, come on, nigga. You know, you watch battle rap like the rest of us, nigga. What you got, my nigga? Come on, talk to us, man.
Who, John, Head Ice?
Yeah.
Yo, to keep it a buck, yo, like, I feel like Head Ice got the advantage on a lot of
oh,
these.
Oh, God. Here go the Harlem bias. Go ahead, let me
make my point. Nah, not even Harlem bias. Like, none of that, you know what I mean? Because I feel like Sean been losing lately, you know what I mean? I ain't biased at all. I just feel like there's a lot been going on. Head Ice been chilling, and he got
right.
a lot of ammunition to these niggas. Like, what can niggas really say about Head Ice?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So when he stepping in front of these niggas, he got so much shit to, so many angles to take because these niggas been doing so much dumb shit. And Head Ice
right.
is a cerebral nigga. He's a cerebral thinker. So when he get in there, you feel what I'm saying? Look how he went at Daylight. Like, Daylight did his thing, but Head Ice held his ground against Daylight. How many niggas, you know what I mean? They, like, basically be making his opponents either disappear or making them look a certain way. Head Ice held his, like.
Yeah, he didn't try no antics and shit. I think he knew that, though.
Look
at
the angle he took at Daylight, you know what I mean? Playing him.
Right.
Me, like, just, yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I ain't going to say
he's going to. Let me ask you a question, I called you Head Ice, Snake Eyes. You think when people.
I'm a sack ray, man.
You think when people battle Head Ice, though, they get kind of timid, though, when he's in front of niggas? Because I thought, like, Sway, as much of a bully as Sway is, he looked like he was just, I'm not going to say the word timid, Snake Eyes, but he looked kind of like,
I wouldn't even say that. I'm saying it's like when you from the same town, yo, and you know niggas, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, damn, yo, I know now a lot of shit is about to be exposed. Like,
gotcha,
you feel what I'm
gotcha,
saying?
Gotcha.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like real recognize real. Like, Head Ice is a real nigga. There's only so much you can say
right.
to a nigga that he don't just battle. Like, he really in the street. Like, you feel what I'm
exactly.
saying? Like,
right.
It's like, how much bash? I never heard nothing bad about Head Ice. It's like,
that's true.
Head Ice has been haunting T-Rex career. Like,
yeah.
But I'm
everybody
saying?
Everybody bring that up.
And niggas got to get Head Ice credit because instead of him being if he was a fake-ass nigga, he took a three-round battle with Rex. Like, he did the Quiet Room shit. If you've seen his interview, the only reason why he say he did the Quiet Room shit is he ain't want wild niggas around the entourage. He wanted to just have a heart-to-heart with Rex and get it off his chest one round instead of three rounds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's real shit. Like, that was some real shit Head Ice said.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? So I just think Head Ice is just all around a real nigga and, you know, he just been chilling, and he like, y'all could kill these niggas, like, oh, Head Ice is
so, Snake Eyes, hold up, Snake Eyes. Do you really think that Head Ice is ready to come back and, like, fuck the game up, you saying?
I'm saying that Head Ice has a chance to beat these niggas because he got so much ammunition. Look at how much shit is happening to all these battlers. Head Ice be chilling. What can they really say to Head Ice? That he's old? How many times we heard that?
That's true.
All right.
And I can break nigga's whole career down. Like, yeah, you done did this, you done did that. Like, he got so much shit to say and so many angles to take that, you know what I mean? He's going to make every battle debatable against these niggas. I'm not saying he's going to kill them, but every battle is going to be debatable. And that and it's shit. If you having a debatable with Head Ice, he won, right?
Yo, I really like Head Ice battle with Daylight. I can't even lie to you niggas.
Yeah, Head Ice, yo, that was real. Head Ice came and played that battle, yo.
Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. If I see that Head Ice, my nigga, it's just gonna be like, wow. That Head Ice is kind of like a problem talking about street shit to me.
Oh, niggas get better every battle. You feel what I'm saying? So I doubt that you're gonna see that. Gonna see a better Head Ice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm Head Ice seem like a smart dude, man. Like, he not gonna come in the ring.
John's gonna Don Snake, man.
What you? I'm saying. So what is John John and Don top five now?
No.
Is Head Ice top five?
No.
Head Ice not top five, but he has the attributes to like to break John John apart. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, John John is not really hard to beat. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like. He don't. You know what I mean? He's not hard to beat. Like.
Okay. Now, when you say not hard to beat, explain it to me, please.
All right. First of all, you know how shit get repetitive. How niggas say the same shit. But the fact that John John has stole so much shit from niggas his whole career, that's a fact. You feel what I'm saying? So niggas is gonna always throw that at him. Like, he can't run from that shit.
Let me ask you a question, guys. Do you think John John is the most, I don't want to say bashed battle rapper, but he's up there, though, like, as niggas always get at him?
The most bashed battle rapper? I think the most bashed battle rappers is the Dot Mob niggas.
Mm.
I think Dot Mob is the most hated. Like Dot Mob is the most hated, man. Like, niggas just hate them niggas. Like.
Well, I'm talking about not persona-wise. I'm just talking about bars-wise. When you get on the stage and niggas always got to, they're always nitpicking, and they're always picking John John for shit they feel he bites or says or multiple choices, this, that, and the third. You know what I mean?
I don't just think that, you know what I mean? Like, John John just was doing a lot of the same shit every battle, and niggas just got fed up with him. And that doesn't take away from his skill, because John John is actually nice. Like, he can't come with three rounds and not do a multiple choice and none of that shit. You know what I mean? And come with speed. Like, he came to play against the Saurus, you feel what I'm saying? Like, he showed up in that, but he wasn't playing from Jump Street. John John wasn't playing with that nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so John John got literally to just, like, but that shit is just going to always be there. Like, niggas going to always say that. You feel what I'm saying? So he can't really do nothing about that. Only thing he could do is just, from here on out, just come, not mean with that work. You feel what I'm saying? And then eventually, niggas be like, yo, lately, John John been fucking shit up. He ain't been multiple choice, you know what I mean? But for right now, you know, the fans, man, they're going to continue to throw that at him. He just got to come
shit
up, you know what I mean? That's all he could do is just put some fire shit together and you know what I mean?
Right.
That's what he could do. Whoa, I mean, but
I'm asking a question. Do niggas, all right, you said John John not be throwing shit. Is it really just the multiple choice?
I'm saying, like, yo, Sirius Jones. All right, this is a question I want to ask. How many times did Sirius Jones use that multiple choice?
Once, I think it was, wasn't it?
He used the shit one time, right?
What's his name? Moonshine, I think. Moonshine?
Years ago. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, yo, man, it's just like somebody, we seen that already, you feel what I'm saying? And then John John did it and made it hot. And it's like, oh, shit, this nigga made it hot. Now I got to let people know that he stole that from me, like, because, you know what I mean? Like, John John made that shit hot, you feel what I'm saying? But people going to say he stole it, but he made the shit hot. Because, shit, when he did that shit against Bill Collector, he set the building on fire.
Right.
Well, shit, that's the question. Who is it now, then?
To be honest, who is it? I don't even think John John really claimed that shit. You feel what I'm saying? It was just, you know what I mean? I think that John John didn't have, I think when John John did that shit, he probably wasn't, oh, I'm stealing this shit from a nigga. He just was trying to be creative. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I heard an interview, he said he ain't know Sirius Jones did it. So I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? Gotta give him
I
the
was
going to
say that shit, too. I heard that shit, too.
You got to give him the benefit of the doubt, but it's these fans is so crazy that, you know what I mean? It's, they saying he stole it, like, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, that shit going to always haunt him.
You got to understand, you know what it is, though, too, my nigga? and this is on some real shit. Yeah, I think a lot of niggas probably seen that battle, son.
Yeah.
I'm not going to front. Nigga like me, like, I was finding that shit hard to believe, too. Like, what you mean you ain't see that shit with Siri Jones? How you ain't see that shit?
Yeah.
I didn't think that maybe this nigga dead ass Siri didn't see it. I've never looked at it like that from that angle.
Yeah, I just, not me, like, to be honest, man, like, John came a long way, like, you know what I mean, since that Hitman battle, like, he's one of the niggas that, when he was going against Hitman, a lot of people was like, nah, he's not going to be Hitman, like, he's not going to be able to stand in front of Hitman and, you know what I mean, make it a battle, like, he went and handle his business. Like, I don't know, man. I still can't call a win in that battle, man, because every time I watch that shit, the way Hitman just started that shit off was crazy, son. Like, word. That battle with him and Hitman is classic, you feel what I'm saying? But
do you think Lux and Cal was the best battle of that night, or was it Hitman and John John?
I thought it was the second best battle of the night after Lux and Cali.
Yo, to be honest with you, like, you got to take in the fact that it was, like, all right, if you want to call it a coincidence, that just that event that Diddy and all them niggas was there, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, that was the first time for everything, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to take in account that, like, Diddy being there and Busta, all them in the Raptors, that shit is what made Summer Madness classic and epic, you feel what I'm saying? Like, we ain't going to see shit like that again. Like, don't expect to see that shit like that again. Like, that was just a historic day. Like, it just so happened that was a historic day, and them niggas was on, they was there to see that shit happen. And, you know what I mean? Them being there in those battles, that shit just made the event even crazier, them niggas being there witnessing that shit. And them being there and Lux doing what he did, that shit just took over, you feel what I'm saying? That was the greatest shit. Like, yo, look, listen, man. Lux is the greatest rapper of the century, man. Like, oh, I'm just
damn, that snake eyes.
Nah, man. Yo, let's be real. Lux only got 6 rounds. He's 6 rounds in.
Wait, 6 rounds in?
Hear me out.
Cali wasn't hard, though, B. Come
you
on,
said what?
That first round versus Cali, though.
Yo, 3-letter man, as much, all right, if you want to nitpick and say, yo, if you want to nitpick and say he choked and, oh, the shit probably was going to say was going to be whack after that, yo, if Lux did not choke, that shit was, it was looking like he was about to heat up, man, and then I give Lux a pass, you know, I ain't going to give him that round, but I give him a pass because he had to be overwhelmed with all the people there. Lux ain't never seen no shit like that. He ain't know that shit was going to get that crazy reaction. And him getting caught up in that shit and all the yelling.
Yeah,
lost
I
track.
Agree.
And you feel what I'm saying?
He never battled on a big stage like that. I think he got overwhelmed by the fans and shit. You know what I'm saying? No,
I think the battle would have been much better if Cal would have stood on the angle of, you know, never went the third round. He was like, yeah, we did more shit for, you know what I mean?
I love that shit by Calico. I love that. I ain't gonna like how he's talking smack.
He should have stood at that angle more. And the fact that Lux choked in the first round, if Cal would have just been on some shit like that the whole 3 rounds and Lux would have still choked this shit, maybe it would have been more people saying Cal took that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Because he'd have got a little more personal. But it's like Cal didn't really, he wasn't really directing a lot of shit to Lux. Like, Cal rounds could have been for anybody. It's like, what the hell was you thinking about, Cal? Like, you battling Loaded Lux. Like, you wasn't even
Cal fucked up when, in the second round, when he tried to define what the fuck a prophet is. When he tried to define what
yeah,
the
yeah,
fuck
that's
a
another
is.
Thing. Like, when he did that, it was just so drawn out, and it was like, and then Lux just took off. He just took off, and like I said, man, Lux only got 6 rounds in, or what you want to say, 5.5, and it's the best.
Let me ask you a question, Snake Eyes.
Best shit I ever heard. It's the best shit I ever heard put together. Like, it's a fact. Who rounds you going to put against Lux 5.5 rounds in this URL shit? Let's be real.
Yo,
Lux 5.5
rounds.
Anybody rounds in URL.
You got a point.
Like, Lux got that shit that's going to stick with you forever. Like, 5 years down the line, you know what I mean? We get older, man. That's going to be the shit that we remember. Like, yo, damn, that nigga talking that shit. Like, that battle with Hollow is classic, but Lux shit going to stick with niggas forever, man. 10 years down the line, we going to be like, yo, that nigga Lux, man, he was saying some shit.
Let me ask you a question, Snake Eyes. Do you believe Smack knew about the Summer Jam screen?
I don't I'm saying if you, I can't, I don't, I'm we're never going to know the truth about that, but it's like, who knows if Lux did that on the side, like, yo, what's up, like,
How did he not know about the screen?
Say what?
How could he not know about the screen?
I'm saying, if Smack did know about the screen, does that take away? Does that give Kyle the win?
No.
This is how I feel about Calico versus Lux. I think that you got niggas that understand something. The Midwest movement was dead ass seriously moving at this time. I'm saying, I think that was part of the blueprint, my nigga. He knew what the screen was about, my nigga. Come on, man.
All right, so Smack wanted to see Lux destroy Cal's career. He wanted that to happen. That's what you said.
I'm not gonna say he wanted it to, though, but
I'm saying if he gave him the screen and he gave him all this power, he lined Cal up in the streets. That's what we call lining a nigga up.
You right. Smack,
you know what I'm saying? I doubt Smack moved like that. I doubt it. I doubt Smack would have did that. You feel what I'm saying? I think that's just genius on Lux's behalf. He did shit we ain't never expect, man. Like, you heard what Lux said, man. Nigga say he wrong. Kyle was wrong for taking a damn picture. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, yo, just, like, look how Lux put that in his round against Holloway. He said, nigga say, you wrong for putting the picture. He wrong for taking it. Like, that nigga is just, like, genius, man, with this rap shit. And him going against Murder Mook July 12th, let me say this, man. Before I get off the line, because I know the callers is like, this nigga right here.
Talk about it.
Hey, yo, Murder Mook, let's get this out. Murder Mook will not come the way he came against Iron at all when he battled Lux.
He can't do those niggas.
Huh?
He can't.
Not that he can. He's too smart. I doubt if we have to tell him that. He knows that. Mook is a legend in this shit, yo. Mook is a legend in this shit. Mook still got the ability to snap. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that battle rap era with him and Jay Mills and all that, we never going to see that again. Like, when that shit was happening at that time, that shit that they were saying was the hardest shit ever. You feel what I'm saying?
Guys,
we got this format now.
Hold on a second. We had QP, Clean Paper on this show, and Howard the Don on this show.
Right.
And I got to keep it funky with you, my nigga. They ain't really show too much respect to Mook at all, my dude.
How? And then that's blasphemous. How you not going to show respect to one of the gods in this shit? Like, you don't got to...
my nigga.
You don't have to be a fan of what Mook do. You have to respect that nigga. Any of these niggas that want to battle Mook. Any of these niggas, man, battle Mook. If they had... I bet you, if you ask any of these dudes that got five battles lined up coming up, and they'd be like, yo, we'll give you Mook right now if you drop your next five battles. I guarantee you they take Mook.
For a lot of that shit is because it's Mook, though.
Mook is the truth, yo. What is
wrong?
Yo,
everybody, you got to think about everybody. Yo, who has a bigger fan base, in your opinion, Mook or Lux?
Mook got the bigger fan base.
Who?
That battle was just different, man. Like, that's not going to be about...
You're bugging, Snake Eyes. Lux got a fucking cult, my nigga. Come on, B.
So do Murder Mook.
Not like Lux, my dude. And these niggas will kill you on Twitter if you say some foul shit. My man, Mr. Zipperman, where you at? You say some foul shit against Lux, these niggas are going to lynch you.
We forget too fast, man. Like, yo, Mook has the ability, man, to turn it up. Like, yo, that battle right there is going to be the best battle we ever seen. Like, that's going to be better than Hollow and Lux, yo. I'm predicting.
I hope so. I'm on the record.
I'm predicting this battle, Mook and Lux, will be better than Hollow and Lux. Remember, I said it.
Okay, that's what it is, my dude.
All right.
I might have to co-sign that.
Listen, this is the battle of the two best dudes in Harlem. These are the battle of the two best dudes in Harlem. They have a grudge. It's like this battle has to happen. That it's like unfinished business, B. Like, you feel what I'm saying? They battle back in the day so controversial. You still got people to this day saying Mook won. Oh, no, Lux won. This shit got to have to be both in their element. They're older now. They wordplay is better. Like, we need to see this. We need to be thanking Eminem for giving us this shit. Like, yo, us fans need to be appreciative. We just got Hollow and Lux, and we about to get Mook and Lux in the summer? Like, come on, yo. We got no commitment.
I think niggas like me, you, Caps, and Timbo will appreciate that more than the fucking young fans that's coming up just started watching battle rap. I think we'll appreciate that more than shit, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, yo, we got a lot to be, you know what I mean, to look forward, you know what I mean? Like, yo, we got a crazy event coming up Saturday, you know what I mean? Crown about to be Benoodles, you know what I mean? We got this Chris Unbiased and shit overlooking this bullshit that happened because you want to come out in the middle of the week. Like, come on, if you love the culture and you know this event was coming up Saturday, like why you did all this shit now too, like, to spark this shit? Like, that's another thing. He need to feel dumb about on his side for that shit too. Like, you taking away from the event coming up on Saturday. You feel me? Y'all wouldn't have responded to this nigga if he ain't do this dumb shit now.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? We got an event coming up that's about to be epic. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, but, you know what I mean? You already know. It's always not me. Salute talking to my homies.
You already know,
Mook and Lux will be the best battle in battle rap ever coming up July 12th, man.
I can't wait now, man.
You're ready.
All right, snake guys. What y'all think about that, though? The best battle? Listen, I've learned not to say a battle is going to be classic. I've been disappointed too many times with battles. And on paper,
you
shit can look good, but I got to see. It's like the fucking 2004 Lakers when they had Karl Malone, Gary Payton, all these niggas, and they lost to the Pistons. It's like shit look good on paper. And then when you go perform, it doesn't actually happen.
Dre,
so,
Dre, why you gotta bring up Lakers, man? Every time on sports reference, just bring up Lakers.
My bad, my nigga. My bad.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you on that shit when you said about classics. You know, I've seen things on paper. I mean, that whole Gnome 3 card.
Word.
Could have been all classic. I mean, everything.
Gnome 3 was supposed to be
on paper. On paper, exactly. On paper, Gnome 3 was perfect. You know what I'm saying? Damn near perfect. And I mean, what came out of that? You know what I mean? So I'm the same way, man. I don't really go and label this shit before it drops anymore.
Yeah, until it drops, man. I can't do that no more.
So
no.
This weekend's battle. I mean, I hope they're all crazy, man.
I'm
hoping so. But
I think they're gonna be crazy battles, son.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna be crazy.
I think so too, bro. I hope so. You know
what's gonna be the battle tonight?
Yeah, Timbo. I want to see what Timbo gonna say on this.
We're gonna go with B Magic versus JC battle tonight.
B Magic and JC.
Are
we shocked, though, Timbo? No, we not shocked. We played that battle, my nigga. We not shocked, family. What you got, Cat?
Yeah. I got, it's either going to be Cannon and Big T or it's going to be Swave and Verb. I think it's going to be, I want to say Swave and Verb. But Cannon and Big T battling for Chicago, so that shit is going to be hype, too.
I hope Big T just don't come with Bubu Baka, man. That's all I'm asking, man.
Yo, I don't think he's coming with that. Yo. I don't think he's going to come with that shit, my nigga. I think he know better than come with that shit against Big Cannon, son.
Listen, I know y'all might kill me for saying this.
Uh-oh.
Big T just, I know, Cass, I know. Here it goes. Big T just
shit. Let's talk. Yo, it's almost time to talk that shit.
Big T just don't be moving me like that, son. I'm going to keep it live. He's not whack. At all, far from it. It just don't be moving me. I mean, I haven't liked the Big T battle since Sue Surf. Yes, he beat K-Shine, but I didn't feel you like that. The bunny ear shit. Yeah, okay.
Yo, I actually think that shit was kind of somewhat overhyped. You?
Me too.
Yo.
I've got you.
Hold on 1 second. We got John on right now. Hold on 1 second. 914-3.
Saying it right.
John is down. 914-308.
Yo.
Yo.
Yonkers in the
what's
building.
Good.
What up? What's good with y'all? What's good?
What's good with you, man?
Thanks, Rick, cool. What's good? Talk to me,
man.
High as
shit, nigga. I hear you, nigga. Yo, so check this out, John. This angry friend. Check this out. Check this out. Now, you're battling Reed Dollars, right? Now, first and foremost, are you ready?
Oh, nigga, this is what it is, right? When you now if you tell LeBron James, right? Tell LeBron James that he about to battle. Tell LeBron James to play Andrew Wiggins 1-on-1, and then you tell him to play Kobe 1-on-1. Who is he gonna go harder for? You see what I'm saying? Like you gotta play the level of your competition. Now,
right.
Niggas is thinking, you know what I mean? I'm about to get in there and play. Like, you know what I mean? It's a difference where you got different kind of performances from me. Like, you look at my performance against X Factor, and you look at, you know, X Factor was once in my top five, and I'm about to go to Detroit, where he's from, coming back off of a loss that he just had against Goods. In my head, these Detroit niggas about to boo me off stage because they feel like X Factor just got booed off stage in New York.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So I had to go there with a, you know what I mean, a fight. Like, I had fight with my mentality. That's what I took the battle for. You know what I'm saying? Hitman, the battle between me and Hitman stood more for me. It stood for more than just John versus Hitman. I'm looking at it like that's when the time where them niggas looking down at every new nigga that came in, and I'm looking at it like just because y'all niggas' names is bigger don't mean y'all fucking with us. Like, you know what I mean? Don't mean we can't fuck with y'all. So
agreed.
I went in there with that kind of fight. Like, you know what I mean? Now you got a battle between me and Reed Dollars. I watched Reed Dollars, man. Like, everybody know, like, you know what I'm saying? What's good with Reed Dollars? Like, you know what I mean? But when I talk that shit, I got to back it up. I talk more shit to hype myself up. So niggas are wondering if I'm ready. Man, look, y'all ain't never going to see another John like how y'all going to see at Known 4.
Really?
Y'all ain't never going to see another one like that. Y'all never seen – y'all can't even – I don't even want y'all to look at my old battles and try to guess what the fuck I'm going to bring to this shit.
Because this is a Philly legend you're about to battle, so it's like – it's not even just a battle.
Yeah.
This shit is serious. It's a serious battle right here.
And it just seems like niggas forget. Niggas act like they forget what I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas act like they forgot – so it's cool. Like, I like it. Like, you know what I mean? All this shit is leading up to what's going to happen. And y'all going to know. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Everybody can blame themselves.
Let me ask you a question, John. Why do, in your honest opinion, why do you think a lot of fans don't like you? Because, you know, you got your haters and you also got your fan base. Everybody
likes
John.
Because you got to look, like, some people just genuinely don't like the way I rap. You feel what I'm saying? Some people just genuinely do not like the way I rap. And those are people I'm cool with. You know what I mean? Like, those are people like, you know, I'm just not a fan of you. You know what I mean? You got bars or whatever. But as far as everything else, because look when I came in, like, I'm talking shit to all of these niggas with the biggest fan bases in the world. So now niggas just waiting for me to just slip up anything. Now they got grasp of this whole stealing shit. They ran with it. I'm not no niggas know damn well I ain't stealing no fucking bars. They'll take a word that somebody else said and just try to make it seem like I took it just because niggas ran with this whole stealing shit.
And you like nigga. I'm gonna be honest with you, John. Like, I just finished saying this shit actually before you even called up and shit. I never really looked at the situation that you might not have heard that Sirius Jones shit. I just
so
got you said the Sirius Jones multiple choice. I never thought, like, I dead ass seriously never thought that you didn't hear that shit. That never even crossed my mind about that part right there. I thought that you dead ass seriously heard that shit, and you was acting like you didn't hear that shit. When he battled Moonshot, I didn't know that you dead ass seriously did not hear that shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I did hear it, if I did see it, if I did hear it, I don't remember, like, and then it's like, it's nowhere near... similar. I don't even have to sit here and say, you know, I probably did hear it or whatever. I watch a lot of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if while I was writing that, the thought of me, you know what I mean? If I was just thought like, oh, damn, somebody said that before, I wouldn't have wrote this shit. I had a whole different plan when I wrote this whole multiple choice shit. Like, you know what I mean? I had a whole different plan. I was watching some fucking movie or something, and then it came off after me testing it. Like, if you watch the bars, like, a lot of my bars come off of other bars that I prepared. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if you watch that battle, me and B-Magic, and you see how I led into that, like, test me and get a multiple choice how to die. Like, you know what I mean? A nigga tried to school me. He got Columbine. So test me and get a multiple choice how to die. Like, you know what I mean? That's how it led into that. Like, so the initial bar that I thought of was not the multiple choice. You know what I mean? I thought of a testing kind of scheme. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, get that shit out of here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was nowhere near even thinking about no fucking Sirius Jones in our own shit. Somebody brought it to my attention. I was like, oh, I might have been like, damn, I might have did hear this before. Like, damn. Like, somebody brought it to my attention. I was like, damn. Like, okay.
Let me ask you a question, bro. Do you feel like, especially battles that you had against Bill Collector and Hitman Holler, you kind of took what they did, flipped it and bounced it and reversed it on them? I think a lot of times fans got a problem with that because they probably look. I've heard people say this. Well, John just take it from somebody, they style and flip it, and that's how he won. That's how he survives in these battles. What do you say to people that say that?
I mean, that's the point. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you go into a battle, you want to win a battle, like, there's never been no guidelines on how to win a battle. Niggas said I couldn't match their performance, so what I did, I took their flows and just enhanced it to match their performance, outbeat them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody flips bars. Like, you can't pull up a fucking one battle where nobody ain't just flipping another nigga bar. It's just a problem when I do it because niggas expect me to lose the battle going into it. And when I do that, they like, oh, that's the only reason you won. That's their way of saying I won that battle. Now they trying to cripple me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas been crippling me ever since then. Yo, John, your next battle, you can't flip no bars. You can't, no more multiple choice. No, like, I'm the only fucking battle rapper that got a limit on when I prepare for a nigga. But they don't give it. They don't give it to nobody else.
Yo, I don't want to be a liar and act like I never said that shit before, my nigga. I got to be real with you. It was a point where even me was just like, all right, I don't want to hear the multiple choice. But, like, now I'm hearing you say that you ain't hear that shit before. I guess that's what my problem is now. Is I never really thought. You understand, my nigga. I watched a lot of battles, too. You feel me? So it's like, I know that battle. So it's just like, I never really thought that you might not have watched the battle. And that's really where I'm coming from with all this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just now really hitting me that maybe you dead-ass seriously did not watch that shit. I don't know. For some reason, I guess because I watched it, I'm assuming everybody watched that shit. That could be where I'm coming from with that shit, my nigga, to be real with you.
A lot of niggas ain't never seen. That battle was not to the known public.
I'm thinking about it that it was against Moonshine. It wasn't a known battle like that. I'm not going to front.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not a known. So when niggas brought it up, you know what I mean? I was looking like, I was damn near surprised. Like, you know what I mean? But I used to watch them Fight Club shit. So I can't really sit here and just be like, I've never seen it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's almost like I never remember seeing it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so you basically you ain't take that shit to run with it in so many words.
No, hell no. Like, I literally pride myself. Like, when I write my bars, and if I could feel like somebody else said that, like, you know what I mean? I either fuck around, even try to enhance it, or just throw the shit out. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I feel like somebody said something, like, I'm not about to do none of that. I actually watch these battles and try to look at what not to say. Because you see everybody's using the same punchlines and throwing the same shit in there, and it sounds repetitious. I actually be watching them shits to find out what not to say. Like, you know what I mean? Not. Like, but this shit is just, you know, it's just funny. And then about that multiple choice, you know what I mean? It's funny. When I first said it, everybody want to hear it. Oh, bring the multiple choice back. So as I'm bringing it back, then it gets to the point where we don't want to hear it no more.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the same thing. That's the same thing with Charlie Clips. I don't want to hear psych, I lied, nigga. I don't want to hear that no more from Charlie Clips.
Yeah, but okay, but let Charlie Clips get up there and do it again, and let me do a multiple choice. Who's getting booed?
You are.
Exactly. Yeah. It's what I'm saying. Like, it's a different level with me. So it's like I'm fighting a whole different fight when I get on stage than any other battle rapper. Don't y'all agree?
I do agree with that. You're one of the most hated battle rappers.
Yeah,
I'm one of them niggas because niggas like, you know how I feel when I'm on that stage, my nigga? I feel like everybody out there is looking at me, and instead of waiting for me to say something good so they could go crazy, they waiting for me to say something whack. They don't know how I got there in their head. Like, they looking at me like, why is he up there if everybody hates this nigga? Everybody's sitting there saying he's whack, he's stealing bars, or he's a clone. Why does he keep getting booked?
Hey, John, does that help you? Sorry, does that help you, though, when you know that you're going on stage, though, and to that crowd?
It helps me, but it's frustrating. It gets frustrating because I got a lot of bars. Like, I never slack with bars. My performances be up and down. And there, but you could always say I had bars, regardless. And it's kind of fucked up because, you know what I mean, somebody say an okay bar, and they'll go crazy for it just because they waiting for them to say anything good. Now, me, on the other hand, I say a crazy bar, I get an oh, but they waiting for me to either say, they just waiting for anything. That's how I feel. They waiting for anything for me to say a multiple choice again so they could boo it, or they waiting for me to flip a nigga bar so they could be like, oh, you on this shit again. So it's like,
hey,
I'm crippled. Like, you know what I mean?
Is that why you put on Twitter you think about taking a break?
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Remember I addressed you in the blog? That nigga was like, I didn't say I was retiring.
Yeah, nah, I'm just chilling. I feel like I gotta chill. Like, I feel like I've been, like, it's not, you know, when all this hate shit started coming about, like, it was like, you know what, I'm like, you know, I'm still being these niggas' faces until they love me. That's not it. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta let niggas, you know what I mean? So after these battles, you know, with T-Top and Reed Dollars, I'm gonna just chill because it's like I'm fighting a fight that's, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to just let them judge me off of that. And then, man, people start asking, you know, you want John down back? Then I'm back in it. But, like, up until then, like, this shit just, oh, shit just got whacked.
John, just three letter man again. Do you get pissed off at the fans? Do the fans, like, tick you off sometimes?
Not really, because I look at it like, you can't, niggas that really sit in there, like, nigga, if you see a nigga that's really be like, oh, John, you whack or whatever the case is. I know that's hate. You can't sit there and say I'm whack. I'm nowhere near whack. It's no way. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. I just write it off for them just being ignorant. Like, they just want to hate or some just want attention. I don't get mad no more. I done got used to this shit.
Right.
It's just
John,
that nigga's really, don't forget. That nigga's really forgot what I do, like what I'm capable of. You know what I mean? So,
I have a question, man. What's your whole thing with your battle with QP being in the vault? What was your feeling about going to the vault? I know audio difficulties and technical difficulties. Do you think, regardless of that, it should have been out when it should have been out?
When they didn't drop QP, I already put two and two together why I wasn't being dropped. Now, the whole known two, all the battles was dropping, and you see the quality compared to what they was just putting out. The audio was kind of fucked up. The whole shit didn't even really look right. And they dropped the Charlie Clips and Big T, the A Verb X Factor, the Young Cannon JG, and people are complaining to them. They're complaining like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the quality is kind of bad. Now it comes to a battle like me and QP, and at the time, QP wasn't doing nothing. He was damn near on a decline because everybody started noticing him for, you know what I mean, fucking up, not having a third round or whatever. So I guess Smacking Him didn't feel the need to put that footage out, even though it was a good battle, because all I was going to do is sit there and probably promote QP. They probably wasn't trying to promote QP for some odd reason, so they're not about to put that battle out. There's no need. Plus, on top of that, they're getting a bunch of feedback off of every battle they're putting out. That's how I looked at it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I battled QP and went to battle Hitman. Like, where did QP go after that?
Do you feel that hurt his career with that battle not being out? I feel it did.
It could have, yeah. I mean, it could have. Yeah. It could have. Like, you know what I mean? It could have.
John, that battle on that card, though, that was the same night, because they didn't show Big Cannon and Old Red. That was the same card, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this took a long time also with the Old Red and Big Cannon. Like,
exactly.
I think it was bad audio that whole card, though, right?
Yeah, because Big Cannon was never back on URL after that. So URL probably looking at it like, why are we putting Big Cannon out to promote Big Cannon? He's not even back on URL.
Right.
So even O'Reilly, matter of fact, O'Reilly was on UW. You see what I'm saying? Like, so it's business at the end of the day. It's brand new marketing, like, you know what I mean? So, like, I never really got mad at that, but I am getting mad with this Cortez shit.
Word. What's really
I was getting ready to bring that shit up, son. What the fuck is going on with that battle?
Man, I have no idea, because it was only two battles from this event. They got to put the shit out, and I know they don't want to put that JC and Richard Dollar shit out, because that shit was horrible.
I don't understand why they said, wasn't they supposed to Ben drop that battle?
Man, they keep saying this and that. Then I heard it's supposed to be before this UFF shit drop. Shit, UFF is dropping Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know what the fuck what's going on with that. Why are they playing the Cortez? Think they got something against him.
You think so?
I mean, him and Young Illin drop, him and Tech N9ne ain't drop.
Yeah, Cortez died.
He did his thing
in
both of them battles.
So, my nigga. They said Tech N9ne was trash that night, though, my G.
Yeah, I understand that. But at the end of the day, it's still a body for Cortez.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't really do that. Like, I'll be
playing my quarterback.
Yo, John, I just heard you say that after T-Top, you done? You want to take a break?
After Reed?
Yeah, so what's up with you? You not going to battle Hollow now?
I mean, if that comes about, yeah, I'll jump on that, because that's like the only other battle I actually want.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, now it's like it's a whole nother motivation. Like, now I'm back in the gym. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we got so much time for this battle, and that the way I keep re-preparing, it's like, it's crazy. Like, it's really on some other shit.
Yo,
there
was Head Ice sent out a tweet saying that you're next, indicating that this could be coming up. What do you say about that?
That just all depends on. I mean, I'm not really in no. It's just crazy how Head Ice be calling me out. So it's like I can't really just sit there and be like, you know what I mean. I'm not going to battle that nigga or whatever. But nobody set that up. So that's not confirmed in anything or anything like that. So as of right now, it's over with for that. You know what I mean? But I definitely respect that. That'll be a nice little head on my man, too. Pause.
Nigga said that. You think you would kill Head Ice?
Huh?
You think you would kill Head Ice?
Head Ice is one of them niggas you can't really just kill unless you in a... I don't know what it is. Like, the nigga, it's not like the nigga just got crazy bars.
It's aura, man. That's all it is.
Like, so it's like I can't really say I'll kill him, because bar-wise I'll kill him. Like, if you ask me, I'll out-bar anybody I fucking battle. But that don't mean you win the battles.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Let me ask you a question, get your honest opinion on this one battle. Your battle with Charlie Clips, how do you feel about that battle?
That battle is, I don't know, I don't like that shit, because that battle is so weird. It's like, it's to the point where I want to say, the funny thing is, I want to say Charlie Clips won, right? But I can't say it. Like, I really can't say it. Like, I watch my own battle
and shit.
Yeah, like, it's like he wasn't really saying nothing, like, you know what I mean? Like I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just the way he says shit. He know how to land his fucking punches.
That's true.
That's why he's one of the biggest threats in battle rap. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't give a fuck. You can't. Yep. Nobody just gonna get up there and just beat Chuck Clips. But if you listen ball wise, I definitely won. But you know what I mean? Like, again, bars don't just mean you win a battle. Yeah, you know I mean,
When did this happen, John Donne, in your opinion, battle rap, where bars just didn't really matter no more? When did this transpire, my G?
I mean, it never happened. It never was like that. It just, some people would say that because they prefer that.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? They prefer that. Like, I prefer it. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? I take a nigga with bars all day. You know what I mean?
Right.
But at the end of the day, to actually win a battle, you want to make your opponent look stupid. So if a whack nigga can make a nice nigga look stupid, this whack nigga won. So it's just different ways of how making a nigga look stupid. Like, you can make a nigga look stupid by out-rapping him to show the nigga he can't rap better than you. You can make the nigga look stupid by exposing him some real shit, and people kind of know what's going on. Now they laughing at this nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Different ways of making this nigga look stupid. So it's like an arguing. Like, it's like an arguing contest. Like, who could make this nigga look stupid at the end of the day? You know what I mean? Slave Sev will beat a lot of niggas that could really just rap better than him. That don't mean nothing. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it, personally. So it's like, you know what I mean? Because I could sit here and say, bar-wise, I could sit here and say, I'm fucking undefeated hands down. But it's like, everybody ain't going to sit there and agree with me as far as the battle-wise. Like, you know what I mean? That's not me sounding cocky, because I don't even like watching my own battles sometimes. So if a nigga sit there and be like, you know what I mean? Because I always feel like I could do better. Like, I always feel like I could do better. I think that's where my problem was. I think that's where my problem lies. Like, people see me when I first came in the game, they was like, yo, this nigga, John John is going to be crazy. John John going, they see my potential. And it's just like, after Hitman, I never really, like, show more potential after Hitman. Like, you know what I mean? So niggas is kind of like, then I kept taking battles, and it's like, okay, we know you got bars, but what else? Like, I think everybody was expecting something else from me, and I never gave them that something else. I was just cool with niggas knowing I got bars. Let me just get up here and rap with these niggas. Now I got to get back to showing them something else. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm a student of this game. Like, I don't just, you know, when I want to sit down and break the whole shit down, I study, you know what I mean, what people actually want, what these motherfuckers is cheering to at these battles, you know what I mean, like what they're all to, because everybody doing it, I stay away from something everybody else is doing. Like, you know what I mean, so it's cool. Like, I'm back. I'm back. Just know that.
Yo,
like,
John,
I see what's going on.
John, John, we got a lot of callers, man, that want to speak to you, so we're going to take some calls here real quick, man.
I bet.
All right. We got 856-870. Are you on? 856-870.
Yo, John, John. Yo, John,
yo.
John, what's up, man?
What's good?
Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement, man. But, hey, yo, do you think this battle rap shit would have down? Like, after y'all class, I kind of, like, lost the feel. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree.
Niggas ain't taking battles serious no more. That watered it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the new class, they doing their thing, but, like, this shit is not in order. Like, it's, I just think it got watered down, man. Like, my opinion.
Nah, I definitely agree. It's just that battle rap got too open.
Yeah, that's what I think.
My first PG class, we all got invited. Like, we wasn't, it was hard to get on URL at the time.
Yeah,
I tried to get on URL for a whole year. You know what I'm saying? Right. It was hard. Like, you know what I mean? Now it's so many leagues. Everybody's coming out the middle of nowhere. And plus, you know, they've been watching. They all students of the game. All these new niggas, they've been watching. They know.
Right.
So you see how they performance, they come in like they performing like they polished. But you can tell by their bars, they're not really that polished. They think they watched it, like, oh, I can do that. And they all sound the same now.
And I don't think it's too many leagues out there now. Like, first they used to be smack. Now it don't even seem like that. It seems like Spit That Heat is right next to them. Like, it's different events. Like, it ain't everybody's goal was to get on smack. You know what I mean? That was everybody's goal at one point.
Yeah.
But now,
exactly.
Now it's not like that. Smack don't even got a million views per battles no more. Like, it's just...
That's real.
Everything's splitting up. I don't know if it's the money. I don't know what fucked shit up, but something just fucked it up.
Business fucked it up, man. Business fucked up battle rap, man. It's not.
And now
it's
these
all
leagues,
business,
rather...
Man.
Right. And these leagues want to pay the PGs. The PGs is dope. Don't get it, but the way they just came out is just, it could have been ordered. It should have been like another class full of niggas right under John John Crass, and then, you get what I'm saying? But now it's so fucked up. That's all I had to say, man.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I definitely agree with you. You seem like you got a lot of battle rap knowledge, like, you know what I mean? Because a lot of niggas
And you was popping. Like, I'm not going to dig in or nothing. Like, you was popping for the class, but now it seems like everybody just went down the scene because it's so many leagues popping up. Like, and I'm just like, man, this shit.
I don't have a problem with leagues, though, you know, fellas. I'm going to keep it funky with y'all. I have no problem with a lot of leagues.
I don't have a problem with leagues either. I just feel like the leagues should bring up their own battlers. Like, your whole card is full of URL rappers. It's like, what's the point of you having your own league?
I see what you're saying.
That's how I feel.
I think Smack kind of, I'm not throwing no shots or nothing, but I think Smack kind of with this, you know what I'm saying, he taking mad long to drop battles, and now niggas is looking at, now other people is looking at other leagues, and I don't know, Smack ain't the same Smack no more, man, like.
Mm-hmm. But Smack been taking long to drop footage. He was always known for that. He was always known for not dropping footage on time.
Right.
Always.
That's
like,
real.
We could count
That's
on one
real.
Hand how many battles Smack dropped on time.
But the real. Views ain't right. popping no more. The views not
yeah,
popping
because
no more.
Niggas is asking, because niggas keep asking for more battles. So now he started dropping all of these PG battles and all that, like, let's be real here. Like, the PG battle's not about to bring as much attention as, you know what I'm saying, main stage battles. Main stage niggas got celebrity fans now. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got celebrity fans now. Mm-hmm. So now when niggas see niggas' names, they're not looking for no new talent. They're not. You are
exactly.
real. You know what I'm saying? They might not be battle rap fans. They like this nigga and that nigga. So when they drop a battle, they going to watch it. They going to tweet it. That's where all the views is coming from. Smack dropping 10 PG battles to please the fans. And it's like, you know what I mean? It's not about to do as much numbers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I agree, though. What, battle rap is, you know what I mean? Once the shit started
getting after y'all class, I just really lost the feel. I still fuck with Danny Myers, but I think it's just a few, maybe like three people that deserve to be, but the rest of these niggas, man, for real, man, I think Tech N9ne started that shit, man. Tech N9ne started the joke and shit, man, then the bill collector, and then this nigga, man.
Salute.
That's what it is.
But salute to all y'all, man. Like, I'm saying.
Salute to you, my nigga.
Yo, John, who was all in your PG class? I know it was you, Clean, Magic, Raw. Who else was in that?
Me, Clean, Magic, Raw, JC.
Damn.
Okay.
Bill Collector, M-City.
Was Chilla in that?
Nah, Chilla was the next class because I actually
found Chilla.
Like, I actually put Chilla on.
Oh,
word.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I seen Chilla send me his footage. He was sending everybody his footage. He just sent me his footage, and I actually sat there and watched it. When I seen it, I'm watching him battle in the Shark Tank, and he got it. I remember it was one scheme. It was a crazy furniture scheme he did. And I was like, oh, my God.
I know what
so
you're talking about.
When he said it, the crowd did not react at all. So I'm like, that nigga got to be on URL. Wherever he's battling that, he's too much for him. He need to be on URL. I called Norbs. I was like, yo, Norbs, you heard of this Chilla Jones nigga? He sent me his footage, but I ain't watch it yet. I was like, oh, watch that shit. That nigga is nice. And Norbs didn't even like Chilla at first. At first, you know what I mean? He had a PG battle that didn't drop because it wasn't all that. Like, you know what I mean? But he kept at it. Now, look, he's fucking Steam King.
So Jones had a PG battle before that never dropped?
Yeah, Chilla Jones had a, he battled Strange.
Oh, what?
He battled Strange, y'all. and it wasn't all that. Like, they was like, niggas was like, yo, he was boring and this and that. I'm like, damn. Like, you know what I mean? Just like the same thing with Deja's on. He had a PG battle that never dropped.
How does that shit work? So when the battles don't drop, I mean, what do they do? What? They just, what do they do with them?
I mean, me personally, my nigga, if I had a, if I ran a battle rap league and two niggas up there and the battle is whack, I can't really bring myself to get that shit edited. Mm. Even if I'm editing myself, I can't edit it myself because it's why I'm not entertained, I'm not driven. And if you're paying somebody else to edit it, why not save yourself some money on this whack battle and not get it edited and put it out?
That's, but some of these battles be coming from all over, my nigga.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, just because a nigga flew from Africa up here don't mean he's nice.
That's true. It's all about
branding and marketing, like, you know what I mean? Like, niggas got to bring something to the table. You got to think Smack was looking for niggas that's going to draw the attention, that's going to be crazy. Smack is, that nigga... URL looks for, they look for stars, like, try to get behind that.
Yeah.
I give Norbs props, though. Norbs does a good job in developing talent and finding talent. I give some mad respect to you on that, though. I ain't going to front, don't be.
He been doing that. He came out and found all class. As soon as the PG started, like, he came and found all class.
Right.
And you look at all class, all of us was different.
Yeah,
all of
that's
us,
real.
All of us was different. You got B-Magic, he's sitting there doing punches.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? JC really rapping with niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? How he do shit. Bill Collector on some funny shit. Rosenberg Raw on some bully shit.
Yeah. It's
super fun. Everybody's different from that class.
Everybody's different. Like, everybody's different. Yeah. Me, I was trying to put all that shit in one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that shit,
okay,
like,
how did you even get on URL?
How I get on there?
Yeah.
Man, all I remember is we was on Grind Time. And I remember the nigga Sia said he had hit URL on Twitter and they hit him back, told them to send him his footage. And Sia sent him the footage. And then they contacted him and set him up with a battle with Juice Villa. So when he did that,
I'm disappointed, Sideboy, with that battle, man.
But that battle's not even all that, like, that's not all that whack to me.
But he should have, come on, man, he should have killed Juzilla.
Yeah, he should have killed Juzilla, I hear that.
He should have killed Juzilla, but nobody was, I mean, like, what you consider killing him? He didn't kill him lyrically, ball-wise? He didn't have more bars than Juzilla? Oh, yeah, talking about crowd, because of the crowd reaction. That's what I'm saying, like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? But the battle is whack. I don't like that battle at all.
Me neither.
You know what I mean? I can't really sit there and watch it, but if, you know what I mean?
Right.
When I was forced to watch it because that's my man, like, I'm going to force myself to watch this shit. I feel like he really did beat him, but it's just like, I don't know. Like, they just wasn't really, I don't know. I ain't like that battle. I ain't like him. I told him that, though. I tell him, we keep it 100 with each other. And he just caught a body the other day, though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, spit that heat. Caught a body.
Yo, let's go to another call. We got 239-234 online. 239-234, you on? What's going on, man?
Yo. Yeah, shout out to the A-Fan Movement.
Already, brother.
Salute. Hey, we got John John on.
Yeah, what's going on, John John?
Hey, shit, what's shaking?
So you think you ready for Reed?
I love that question. Boy,
do
I love that question.
I don't even know why I asked you that, man. But let me
just
ask you
that.
Boy,
do I love that question.
Let's get on it.
It's going to be a show, man. I'm really going to bring y'all the best I could bring. You know what I mean? So however that goes with that, if he just so happens to pull something out of his ass, that's just, he's going to be the greatest battler ever. And that's what I would have to lose to, the greatest battler ever, hands down, type performance.
John, you gassing this shit, my nigga.
I want y'all to know what's going on,
right,
man. I'm covering all bases, man. It's nothing. Y'all going to see something new, everything. I'm about to dance around this nigga because he can't do what I do. Period. All that aggression, he going to have to show something else.
I'm gonna force him to try to bring bars out that he ain't never even think he could come up with. That's why I talk so much shit to him. I try to bring the best out of him.
I want to make it. He's a performer, though. He do shows.
That's
he's a performer,
cool,
though.
He could perform all he want. At the end of the day, that battle only happens one time live, and the rest it lives on footage.
You're right.
That shit.
So I don't give a fuck how he performed. What are you saying? You know what I'm saying? So that shit don't even, I ain't even worried about none of that, man. I want him to be great, though. I want him to be great. That's why I keep talking down on him. I'm not sleeping on Reed. I'm not sleeping on him. I was a fan of Reed. I'm not sleeping on him. I want him to be the best. Like, I want him to look at me like, yo, I want to fucking kill this nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of fights I like. I mean, I don't like beating up on little kids.
The classic is way better than a body.
Yeah, that's what I say. I'd rather a classic than a body any day.
Yeah.
Because that shows you went through a fight. You know what I'm saying? You got some war wounds, my nigga. Like, you can't sit there and say a nigga that beat up little kids all his life is just undefeated in fighting, so he the best fighter ever.
Right.
You ain't fought nothing. Like, you ain't fought nothing. Go through war, my nigga. Show your war wounds, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Real nigga shit. Real nigga shit.
But I'm going to try to make that nigga Reed freeze on that stage, man.
John,
I'm
going
to get out of here and let y'all keep. I'm going to get out of here. Salute to everyone. Shout out to Angry Fan Movement. Shout out to Three Letter Man, Timbo, Angry Fan. You know what I'm saying? The Facebook group.
You all right?
You're good, man.
For
sure.
All right.
John, I told Reed Dollars when he was on the show the other day that I feel you're going to beat him. I don't think he was too pleased with me saying that. And the reason I said that was because I haven't seen Reed play basketball in so long, my nigga. I don't know what he's going to do when he get on the court. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, so I can't really go off a nigga. He said he ain't battled since 2006, I think he told us.
Hey, okay, all right. Okay, we get it, bro. All right, man.
You're right.
Come on, man. You know I'm a Philly fan. You killing me right now with this shit.
I don't see him being. I don't see me being John. I really don't.
Look, here's my whole thing, my nigga. I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm somewhat biased with this battle right here. I am a Philadelphia fan. I'm a Reed Dollars fan. Well, not even lie. I'm a top-class fan. And it's just like...
But at the end
like,
of the
John,
day,
you know
bars,
this nigga's a...
You know bars,
again?
Cat. You know bars, my nigga. At the end of the day, you know bars.
I know.
I was a Reed fan, too. You got to understand this. I was a Reed fan, too. So for me to do my research and go back and listen to this nigga again and really break down, like, what could he possibly say to me? He has nothing to say. Unless he's still another nigga verse like I used to do back in the day, but I ain't even going to get into all that.
Oh my God. I know what this nigga's talking about.
I'm going to just let everybody call me the thief.
I know
exactly what
this nigga is talking
about. Come on, man. Let's be real here. So what can this nigga say to me? And y'all call this nigga a legend, my nigga.
Oh, my God. I forgot
about that, man.
John.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
I forgot about that right there, B.
Can I ask y'all a question, though? Why is Reed considered a legend? I'm just curious.
Exactly. Like, come on. Like, he's a YouTube legend. I'll give him that.
I need to know why he's a legend. There's no shade on Reed Dollars. I'm just keeping it real. I need to know why is he considered a legend.
Because he used to do his thing in Philly in New York.
That don't make him a legend.
Say it again. Well, I can ask you a question. Why is Cassidy a legend? Why is Cassidy a legend?
I never considered Cassidy a legend either. I swear to God, I mean, he battled Freeway, and that battle was a fucking snooze fest. You know what I'm saying? Throw a beat on. I mean, we never. And you know what? When niggas be talking about, yo, I battled such and such. My nigga, we never seen the footage.
He's
I
a Philly legend.
We ain't never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cass.
I say Reed and Cassidy are Philly legends. But
they're Philly legends.
So is E-Ness.
You think E-Ness is a legend, though? A Philly legend?
I mean, because he put on for Philly the way he did. He was on national TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, he probably shined a little bit of light towards Philly as far as all that battle rap shit, how he was doing it on making the band and all that.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would say that, if anything, I would give him that. But Reed, you can't call Reed a battle legend. He didn't battle anybody worth talking about. The niggas he battled, anybody can beat. anybody. Yeah, that's 19 and all that. I give him that, but the niggas he battled, anybody could beat.
Let's
be
real. John's making too much sense right now.
Lost the newborn. He lost to Kaboom, and Kaboom just lost to Newborn, who was arguably the worst nigga in URL.
Okay, wait a minute, though. But when we battled Kaboom, both the niggas recycled lines.
You said both of them was what?
Both of them niggas were spitting recycled bars.
Well, how many times did Reed Dollar spit recycled bars on YouTube, though?
Yo, but
he's
that's true,
that.
But you got to understand, if that's the case, look at Mook. Mook did it all the time, too.
Whose fault is that, though, Cap? Nobody put a gun in that nigga head and told him to spit some recycled shit. He came to a battle, he spit the same shit and lost. You can't blame
me.
Oh,
you're killing me, John.
The stage for. Because I'm killing you because you know what I'm saying is real. You just don't want to say that because Reed is your man. I understand that. But
yeah,
Cap
fuck
real
with Philly heavy. That nigga fuck with Philly niggas heavy. We ain't gonna stop doing shit.
Yo, son, this kind of make a lot of sense right now, my nigga. I can't even lie, B.
Because you got to look at all them Philly niggas. It was a once upon a time. All them niggas was damn near. Look, Tech N9ne was considered unbeatable at one point. Am I lying?
He's a legend. He's a legend. Tech N9ne's a legend.
But Tech N9ne was considered unbeatable at one point. Am I lying?
Yes. You ain't lying. You're not lying.
And now he's considered one of the worst fucking battle rappers. Am I lying?
No, you're not lying.
Nah.
No, you're not lying.
Okay, E-Nex. Look at E-Nex. He was a Philly battle rap king. He got on Summer Madness and got booed off stage with that Philly. That shit don't work no more now that bars matter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was how they were saying shit. It wasn't really what they were saying. It's just how they were saying it. That had us like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They had us like, yeah, let's go, nigga. Now bars matter? These niggas ain't got no bars except for Bill Collector.
Slow down, John.
Bill Collector bars?
Nah. You know what? He got bars
when
he's rhyming on beats. Yes, I'll give you
Bill
that.
Collector
but battle
rap bars?
Right.
Bill Collector had bars, my nigga. I'm going to say that. Bill Collector had bars. Mm. But even if y'all say, okay, even if y'all say he don't have bars, y'all further proving me right. So what the fuck is Reed going to do? Because he was doing the same shit they was doing back then. Like, how can he jump back and just have some incredible bars all of a sudden when you can't pull up anything with him ever having bars?
That's why I said you're going to win that battle. That's why I said I think John John's going to win that shit. I have not heard Reed Dollars in how many years? Straight up the family band. I mean, we haven't heard that in years. So it's like,
yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do now, brother. 2014, my nigga.
Exactly. He's going to say some shit that's going to sound good. His first round is going to be good, but just because they're going to be happy to hear Reed come back. So he's just going to... They're just going to scream for anything that sounds somewhere close to good. And then the second and third, they're going to get real bored, especially when I turn it up every fucking round. So now it's like, come on, I just can't wait. I wish the battle was tomorrow.
Because
I wish the shit was tomorrow. Yeah.
John, I wanted to ask you something, man. With the event coming up this Saturday, I was wondering if we could get your predictions for this crown event.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's start with DNA versus Young Cannon.
I'm gonna go with DNA on this, but but I wouldn't be surprised if Young Cannon pull it off. You know what I mean? Like, he got that underdog effect. They are in Chicago, and you know DNA could do some shit they probably just won't fuck with. Ain't no telling. And Young Cannon could walk out with it. But if I had to put my money on somebody, I'm going with DNA.
Okay. We got B-Magic versus JC.
I got B-Magic on that. But I don't think it's going to be as easy how a lot of motherfuckers be saying it. I think JC going to come and play. So I got B-Magic.
Could that be another one that can go either way?
Yeah. I don't really, because B-Magic too consistent with bars, man. Like, so I can't really say that's going.
Does B-Magic get you into the battle?
Does B-Magic what?
Like, are you hyped up when you watch a B-Magic battle?
I'm not. I wouldn't say hype, but it's like B-Magic definitely gets my brain juices flowing. when I watch B Magic battle. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like the just listening to him punch for punch, punch. I wouldn't say really hype, though. But he one of the most consistent niggas, man. So,
B Magic over JC. Young Ill versus Arsenal.
Arsenal. That's nothing. That's not even. I never thought Young Ill was crazy. Never did. Even when everybody thought he was, I never thought he was that crazy, crazy. He's a cool dude, so I ain't going to be bashing this nigga just sitting there saying he suck. I'm just going to say I personally never thought he was crazy. Arsenal's
okay.
Going to win that, clearly.
Aver versus Sway Seven.
I can't really call that. I can't really call that. I can't call that. In Chicago, though, in Chicago, Verb can play into that Chicago crowd. This ain't New York. So, I don't know. I think 2-1 either way.
Okay. Got Charlie Clips versus Hitman Holla.
That shit could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, I can't pick a winner on that. And both of them are niggas, too. So that's funny. But I really can't pick a winner. I don't give a fuck. Like, they both my niggas. If I felt like one was going to lose, I would have said it. I ain't saying it like that. But I can't pick a winner on that. They both got crowd control. You know what I mean? That's going to be crazy. It's going to be one of the best battles of the night if Clips is serious. Clips can't bullshit his way out of this one.
Big T versus Big Cannon for Crown of Chicago.
Man, that boy Big Cannon is loaded. Big Cannon is fucking loaded. Remember I told you.
Big Cannon's going to win, my nigga.
I got my money on Big Cannon, too. But I got my own reasons. But I can't.
I think it got on because it's just the fact that he can rebuttal so good, my nigga.
You know, like that battle was crazy because both of them niggas is in my top five as far as how battle rappers prepare and line their shits up. Big T got some of the best setups ever.
Mm-hmm.
His setups is incredible, like you know what I mean, and creative. And Big Cannon is super creative too. Like, I always been a fan of Big Cannon, always, like, how he put it together. But when I tell y'all this man is loaded, he is loaded. Like, there's no way Big T can win this.
Oh, wow.
And I expect Big T to be crazy. But this man, Big Cannon, remember I told y'all this? Trust me. That man is loaded.
But you know what? I think Big T, I don't know, my nigga. This might be the best Big T we might ever seen. I think he knows a lot of niggas around with Big
T. It has to be the best Big T we ever seen. It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. Remember what I was telling y'all about to win a battle, you got to make your opponent look stupid? That's what matters. It's not just about bars and all that. Just remember I told you how Big Cannon is loaded, man.
Jesus Christ.
I got Cannon 2-1.
Yeah, I got Cannon
2-1. I got Cannon 2-1. He's going to be in for a fight. This is going to be one of the best battles of the year. I'll predict that, too. I'll bet on that. I would actually bet on that right now, that Big T versus Big Cannon is going to be the top three battles of the year. And that includes the battles that ain't even happened yet.
God damn, my nigga, like that?
I'm just, because you got to, like, I look at how everything leads up. I don't look at just the battle. I look at the promotion, what shit stands for, why people look
forward
to it.
You're all right.
Matters in a classic. All of that matters. You can't just get a classic that's going to change the world from two random niggas that you feel like is nice. Nah, it takes history. It takes build up. It takes reasons why these niggas is battling. That's why battle rap watered down now, because you're just putting niggas in the ring. Back then, niggas had real grudges. Niggas had real fucking grudges before they got in the ring. Niggas thought niggas was going to fight. You know what I'm saying? Look at Hitman and Arsenal. Them niggas had a grudge. And look how that battle came out. A-Verb and Hitman. Like, you know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, the best shit should be niggas with grudges. Like, yeah. So they made it. They made a grudge for Chicago. And it's in Chicago. And they putting on for the crown and all that. So
word.
They got a lot of shit to say to each other.
Yo, John,
you know what I mean?
Yo. This is something that we ask a lot of motherfuckers that come through the Angry Fan Radio. We ask for bars, my nigga. What's really good? Can we get some motherfucking Yonkers bars in this motherfucker? What's poppin'? For real, my nigga.
Right,
bars too, my nigga. Hold on, John. I gotta set the stage for you. I'm setting the scenery for you. some of these niggas that come through here and rhyme, our supporters, they be shitting on these niggas hard. They feel like you coming soft like caca and shit. We need some strong bars, my dude. Real nigga talk, see?
Some strong bars, like, oh.
Yeah, they put it like this. They didn't like when Reed Dollars came in. Reed got flamed.
I knew you was getting ready to do that shit. I knew you was getting ready to do that shit,
dude. What you say?
I knew this nigga was going to throw
when
Reed Dollars
came
out there.
Through, no, I'm just being real. When Reed came through, a couple of niggas was not happy on Twitter. They hit me up with, like, yo, son, the fuck was Reed doing? You know what I mean? Niggas got an A-verb. Niggas got a straight seven. Cortez and Matt have come through and blessed us. Can we, John, can you step up in the top three, my nigga? That's all we asking, my dude. That's all we asking.
Because niggas, when you say hit bars, niggas want to hit battle bars. Niggas don't rap with that battle shit all
so
day.
So give us some battle bars that you got to stash, my nigga. Come on, let's go.
You want that? I ain't got no battle bars.
No, like, we just want regular bars. There don't got to be no battle bars. I want to hear what this nigga coming from, period.
Because
you have them at the Cortez didn't have no battle bars.
I got some. I said, I show too much love for these niggas to hate me. Even printed calendars for these bitches to date me. But I keep my schedule clear like a picture in HD. Give them a full screen before I hit the escape key. Don't ask what I'm talking about keys for. Nothing to do on the computer. I was keyboard. Boss, what you think the URL hired me for? The little shop of horror treats smack like he Seymour. Nigga, feed me. No, I ain't trying to be greedy, but... Word to Stevie, no wonder no one could see me. When DMX was coming to Locust to check TV, I was on the 7th floor letting bitches play with my pee-pee. Check. Not a punchline, but it's real. Probably hard for you to feel if you ain't grow up on the hill. We was catching jukes to afford our next meal. Before Jack and Jill, niggas was jacking for real. Check. As a youngin' got attention from the little thotties. That was just one of the perks of being a little hygy. Young John was a dime before I knew a Gotti. Whoever rotten with you frontin' must be cruising shoddy. I don't know how much more I could take, nigga. Ever seen Soul Man, you little fake nigga? Y'all a bunch of lines on training day, niggas acting like y'all hood round with the Jake. Hold up. Till y'all get wet up, nigga, I'm dead up. Better not listen to pocket. Keep your head up or we catch you outside the studio and let the lead bug set up. Picture me being scared of retaliation. Now picture Malcolm X with a slab of bacon. I have your bitch riding her dick while her ass is shaking. Told her to dip low, my, like it's graduation. Diploma. Didn't you keep the flow? Fuck it, I ain't graduate high school either, though. Every punch is Rocky Balboa in the freezer cold. Gotta make the hottest niggas chill. That's anemic flow. Yo, I've been studying since 9-3. Sipping sight out the bottle like it's Don P. Niggas singing, got the feds trying to find me. Too bad they don't know wherever John be. Ever wondered if Jay-Z would have made it without a nigga like Dame who really felt he was the greatest to run up at every record label with his demo and literally threaten whoever refused to play it first Rockefeller breakup. Now every day I wake up, somebody got a hit on the dime. How much space do I take on their mind? Somebody tell them that they wasting their time. I'ma keep going, I ain't done yet. The war ain't really won yet, cause I ain't used up all the saliva in my tongue yet. And I ain't used up all the air that's in my lung yet. I pulled up in a bomb drop trying to funk flex.
Okay, so I got John's gonna die 2-1 of a read. I'm not gonna look like an asshole. Fuck all this shit.
Yo, John.
Yeah, well, that's a question. Hold on. Did John just set the tone with the bars just now?
I gotta check the tapes again. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
we were keeping funky shit.
Is he neck and neck with Cortez?
And man, I forgot busy too now.
Yeah, but John was just spitting, my nigga. He ain't even want to stop just now.
Yo,
yeah,
John,
I gotta keep it real, son. He didn't even want to stop just now, my nigga. And Reed did not spit anything remotely close to what this nigga just spit, man. I can't listen to both these niggas freestyle and still say I gotta leave, my nigga. It's just a freestyle, I know, but it's just like I'm listening to what this nigga's saying. Like, I don't know, man.
That's not even trying to make niggas go crazy. Like, so imagine if I'm in, like, what I just spit is really like a fucking local verse. Like, that's just me. That's from my hood. Like, that wasn't even really nothing. That's just something I really just know off top. You know what I mean? But I'm telling y'all the shit that my whole thing is I don't even want you to compare what I just said to what I'm going to have to say. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? I was going to put the, I ain't even going to have nothing because I could let y'all know a scheme that I was going to use that I threw away.
What scheme was that?
Huh?
What scheme was that?
Because the whole, I let it go. And this might scare niggas too. Y'all getting an exclusive. This is a throwaway scheme I have for Reed. So the, I ain't even gonna do it.
You ain't gonna do it.
I don't want niggas to get no. I can't even do it. That's doing too much, man. All the war, man. All the war.
Got you. This nigga got us open right now and shit, like.
All the war. My fault, Cap. My fault. But you coming to the 420 shit, though, right?
You already know, my nigga.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck your man up.
Oh, nigga. You and T-Top is going to be some shit, my nigga.
Yeah, that's
going to
be.
T-Top is not going to play, my nigga.
Nah, I fuck with T-Top, man. I fuck with T-Top. He know that. He know
it's good. Yeah. That's going to be a good battle, B.
Yeah, it's one round.
It's a one-rounder?
Yeah, it's a one-rounder.
How long?
Because I didn't even really want to do it. I didn't want to take no battles before Reed, but you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Blow. So I said, you know what? I'll do it. You know what I mean? I come to these events, and they show love, man. I love that. I love the shit that he
makes. Yeah, them niggas show wild love and shit.
Yeah.
Is Cyborg battling the car too or no?
Nah, they just put the fly out. Daylight on there.
Yeah, Daylight and Billy Dutchess.
Yeah, Daylight on there. Who else on there? Danger Zone on there.
Danger Zone and Automatic Ray, I think, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yo, John, man, we appreciate you coming on today, bro.
No doubt, man. I'm about to start a Angry Rapper blog, too. That's cool?
That's cool, my nigga.
Angry Rapper movement? I can't start that.
Yeah, that's cool, my nigga.
Oh, man.
John,
that's
what it is, my nigga. Yo, John, you can shout out the Angry Fan Movement real quick?
Oh, yeah, you already know. Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement. Three-letter man. Nigga Timbo, my nigga Cap. You already know. John and Don. You already know, man.
You got any music you want to promote, my nigga?
Nah, I'm working on the EP right now, Once Upon a Don, actually.
Once Upon a John?
Once Upon a Don.
Oh, Once Upon a Don. I got you.
Once Upon a Don, yeah. So that's going to be for iTunes. That's going to drop around the time of me and Reed battle.
I was going to say that's the best time to do it is around that time.
Yeah, definitely.
We definitely gonna support that shit.
No, that's what it is, my nigga. Stop beefing with unbiased, my nigga.
Man, listen. I'm gonna be real quiet on that subject.
What'd he say? What'd he say, John?
He said, stop beefing when I'm biased. I said I'm gonna be very quiet.
Nobody beefing with that nigga. No, son, John, keep Broadway live. Yeah. That nigga's not built like that. Anybody trying to beat him up or try to... Jaja, keep it funky. You know that nigga's soft like caca, my dude. Who raised you, nigga? Like, let's be real, Jaja. Let's keep it real. Let me ask you a question. Let's be real. If you and that nigga at a club, right? And the beef come. Would it shock you this nigga left you for Dolo? Keep it funky, my nigga. Would you be shocked he left you for Dolo if three niggas ran up on y'all?
Nah, not at all, man.
Not at all. That's a politically correct answer. There you go, John. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Oh, man. Yeah, that niggas is crazy, man.
Yo, salute, man. Salute, John.
That's what it is, my G.
You said what?
I said, that's what it is, my G. Appreciate you calling up, you heard?
Oh, yeah, shout out to y'all, man. Y'all niggas hold it down, man. Appreciate the time.
Got you.
You're late. All
right, my G. All right. All right.
Yes, sir.
Don. Stop beefing with unbiased, man.
Raise you niggas! That's my slogan, nigga. I took that shit. I took it, nigga. That's my shit. That's my shit now, nigga. Put that shit on the shirt, goddammit. I'm going to get the hat, suit, and everything, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I got you niggas with the shirts. That's some real nigga shit. I'm going to flip the game on that shit.
You gonna do what?
You niggas, who raised you niggas' shirts?
Who raised you niggas' shirts?
Yes, my nigga. Yes.
You
that's
crazy
shit, nigga. You know what
it
is? Remember when 50 Cent and Cam all had beef and Cam was on Hot 97? He's like, Curtis! What did 50 do? Name his album Curtis. No, nigga. I'm taking niggas' slogans. That's my shit. Nah, nigga. My shit. You know what I'm saying?
But if you want to...
I'm jacking. Yeah, no doubt. Jacking. I make it sound fly anyway. I make it sound tough. I give it that oomph when you say it. When other niggas say it, it sound fugazi. It sound fugazi. Batimanish. That's what it sound like.
Man, old fucking man, son.
You digs?
You ready, nigga? That nigga, yo, I think John John might have had the best bars, my G. It's out of him and Cortez. My niggas are hitting me up right now like, yo, John John got the best bars.
Yeah, him and Tez top two.
It got to be him and Tez, I think, my nigga.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, who the fuck out? See, Math was spitting too, though. Mook had some bars that was fire, too.
Right.
Oh, man, them throwaway Lux bars was crazy, but, yo. We gotta make an Angry Fan compilation of all these freestyles.
Right.
Yeah, we gonna do that. That's gotta happen.
We throw that something and let the fans decide.
Yeah, we gotta do that. Man.
They dropping a UFF this weekend, right? They dropping
UFF
Friday.
It's gonna be HA double versus Snow.
Mm. Yo, did you guys see Snow's picture, by the way, for the
nah,
promo?
What picture?
Yo, that shit is fucking hilarious, man. That's dude Snow looks crazy, bro.
What picture?
Like they have like the picture of the for the promo for their battle dropping, and it's Snow's picture with HA double. And yo, that shit is hilarious, man. You guys gotta go check that shit out. Yo, Snow looks crazy. Phone to say.
I gotta check this picture out. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man, go check that shit out. It's the promo pick for the battle that's dropping on Friday. The promo for that pick, for that battle. But yeah, man, I'm glad something's dropping. I said I'm glad something's dropping, man. We need some battles to drop from over there.
Well, nah. Don't forget, all you niggas out there. You know what I'm saying? Who fuck with Spit That Heat? Y'all niggas click on their page. TGO versus Briggs dropped. I'm telling you niggas will fucking pick me. You niggas put down that Angry Fan Movement when y'all watch that battle too, man. This is a good ass battle. I should not. Shout out to Spit That Heat, my nigga. We show love over here to Spit That Heat, man. I fuck with them niggas.
You already know. Yo, we about to sign off. Catch us on Friday, man. Friday, 8 to 10. You guys already know, follow the Twitter, twitter.com/CobbBattleRaps, twitter.com/AngryFan007, twitter.com/3Letterman, all the caps blog, everything YouTube recaps, follow that shit, youtube.com/AngryFan007, the official YouTube page for the radio show, all the episodes go up, youtube.com/AngryFanRadio, fellas.
You already know, fuck with your boy, AngryFan007, nigga. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement, you already.
It's your boy, 3-Letter Man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Who Raised You Niggas, a.k.a. When you call my phone and you want to talk, don't send the phone to your mans and them to talk on your behalf. Holla at your boy.
We out.
Raise you, nigga.
My nigga, like, I'm looking at